Our first summer topic. Mary bleep kill. Ice cream, gelato, and frozen yogurt. Now, we found out pre-show that John didn't even know how this game was played, which I was stunned by. He was too busy winning a national title and playing professional football. But how in a locker room did you guys never play Mary bleep kill?
I've never heard of this.
I can't believe you've never heard of it.
I mean, we played the would you ever game. There's a lot of sures. Yeah, sure.
Do I need to explain the concept to you?
Yeah.
Mary is a long-term commitment.
Dark, yes. How dark is the room?
Oh, no.
We explained it to you before the show. Mm-hmm. Do you get it now? Mary bleep kill.
Yes, I get it. Yes. The Mary is a lifelong relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The bleep is basically, hey, a one night
yep.
deal. And then mm-hmm. kill is you
done.
Just, yeah, done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Heather, you want to lead off?
I guess so. This one actually was really hard for me to come up with, and my opinion keeps changing. It's definitely going to be different than yours, I think. I'm going to marry frozen yogurt.
Oh.
I actually really love frozen yogurt. And if I had the choice between any of these, I would eat frozen yogurt the most.
Why?
Just the flavor, I like the consistency.
Texture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to marry frozen yogurt. I'm going to bleep gelato because it's foreign. I've never actually had gelato.
Never had gelato.
Oh.
So this is like a little risque one
yes.
night
yeah.
stand.
Yeah. You want a little Italian?
Little accent.
I guess
yeah.
so. And then I'm going to kill ice cream
because
I
Italian.
Could live without it.
Oh, wow. That hurts.
I know. This was tough. This was not
yes.
my original answers.
John?
Well, I'm going to marry ice cream. I could eat ice cream all day, every day, and be extremely happy because there's so many options. And I always go with my one favorite, but generally I'm open to a lot more. The bleep, I'm going with gelato, very much like you.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with the foreign influence. It's just yummy.
I mean, I never see gelato here. Do we have? I mean,
oh yeah, there's gelato everywhere.
See, I always see gelato on like vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you want to have a little.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then kill frozen yogurt because frozen yogurt it's good, but it's just a wannabe.
Mm.
I really wish I was ice cream, but I'm not.
I would marry gelato. It's great. There are places in Detroit. And yeah, when you're on vacation, gelato, number one.
This is the Italian.
I would bleep ice cream and I would kill frozen yogurt.
Huh. Yeah, I'm killing frozen yogurt.
Yeah, sorry, frozen yogurt.
I would kill gelato, marry ice cream.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I would bleep ice cream, marry frozen yogurt.
Okay.
Like
nice.
Frozen yogurt, it's yogurt you can get the kind of healthy... kind of trick yourself into being healthy and somebody kicking have it and still think it's ice cream.
Okay, our next
but
prom.
It's not.
But
John,
I like it.
What does and does not belong on a hot dog? Draw the line in the sand.
Well, for me, the only thing that belongs on a hot dog is mustard. And I could go with chili. I could go with cheese, melted cheese, but I like my hot dogs with just straight mustard. There's a lot of things that I would just put mustard on. And I'm more of a mustard fan than anything else. What does not belong on a hot dog, and this is probably going to upset some people, relish. Oh. Relish is awful. It might be the worst condiment ever. It's just green goo.
It's like pickles, pickled relish, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, but no, I'm not a big fan of pickles to begin with. I don't put pickles on my hamburgers, and whenever they come on a hamburger, I pick
them
off. Yeah.
Heather?
For me, the only thing that goes on a hot dog is ketchup, nothing else. Any other condiment is nasty.
Hmm.
I'm pro ketchup on a hot dog. I know that's like a controversial stance, but it's how I grew up eating a hot dog. Mustard's fine. I don't do relish. Obviously, you can do chili, a coney dog. I like raw onion, like the chopped up onion. I'm a big fan of that on a hot dog. Cheese is always fair game, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, this is you do you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
However, if you want me to play the game, and I will say if I'm putting something out, I will do ketchup or I will do plain. What does not belong in a hot dog? As much as I love mayonnaise, not on a hot dog.
No. Oh, who puts mayonnaise on a hot dog?
It was in the news last week. It's a trend.
It's trending.
And yes, part of the reason is it looks like that and that.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing John wasn't here.
All right. Is it any surprise he preference on a hot dog is either ketchup or a plain one? He does eat pancakes plain.
No syrup, no butter?
Very fitting.
Huh.
Okay. Barbecue or bonfire?
Bonfire.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought you would have said barbecue. So, I am also team bonfire.
Barbecue. What's your definition of the barbecue? Like, is it just
meats on the grill?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a family gathering, right? You got.
Well, first of all, I love the scent of both, but when you are standing next to a campfire in your flannel in your jeans, there is some unique feeling that you have, and then that. I don't want to wash that flannel afterwards because it kind of always reminds you of the campfire. And it's an area, it's a moment where I'm sitting around and the conversation doesn't have to be serious. It is just me, the kids, my wife. It's a great atmosphere and it's as laid back as you're going to ever be.
And s'mores.
S'mores is the first thing I think of. But yes, what John said, it's the smoke, it's the smell, it's later in the evening.
It's the sound of the crackle.
I love starting
the
fire.
Yes!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all team bonfire. Same?
Yes, team bonfire. And if I will say, just really quick, going back to the pancakes plain, when you cook them in bacon grease, you don't need anything.
That's right. Yes, but then they're not plain. They've been flavored.
I love how Greg's like, I'm not going to let my name be slandered. We need to go back.
I don't put syrup on my pancakes either. Lots of butter. That's my gravy. Hmm.
How do you eat a popsicle?
How do you eat a popsicle?
Do you bite it? Do you lick it?
I don't want to be a drop.
I thought this was a trick question. Like, how do you... Doesn't everybody eat a popsicle the same way?
You start with the tip.
And you suck it. And then you savor it.
We could just move on. No one's going to answer this one seriously.
It's your question.
What else is in your jar? Will you go on a swingers cruise?
I saw this on there. I'm like, where is this going?
You bite a popsicle. It's impractical to lick. It takes too long.
Sometimes you have to though, because it starts to drip.
It's too cold. It doesn't have to be innuendo. It doesn't have to be. Next question. Mackinac Island, one of the great summer destinations in Michigan. Is it more gimmick or great? It is both, but what is it more? More gimmick or more great?
I think it's great. I love everything about Mackinac Island. I love the fact that there's no vehicles, the horse and buggy. I understand that there can be some gimmick. It's the Pink Pony, all of those different bars that are on Main Street there. The Iroquois, the hotel, love staying there. I love being on the island because when everybody leaves, when the last ferry leaves, it is peaceful, it is quiet, it is calm. You walk around, you don't have to worry about... All you got to do is worry about avoiding some bicycles. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take the trip around the island, that's a great trip as well. I love everything about being on the island.
Me too, it's great. I love it.
And the fudge, the ice cream.
It's great, but it's a little gimmicky.
I don't think there's any frozen yogurt.
Of course it is,
but
that's what makes it so great as well.
But of all the summer destinations in Michigan, I think you've got better ones than Mackinac Island, right?
Well, I guess
Traverse City, Ludington, you could do South Haven, Grand Haven,
the Dunes. There's lots of great destinations in Michigan, but I think Mackinac Island is up there. Got to do it.
Greg, gimmick or great Mackinac Island?
Never been, but I'll say great.
Ooh. He's never been.
Mm.
What are you waiting for?
A reason?
How long have you lived in Michigan? This is unacceptable.
It's a vacation destination.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never been.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised.
I haven't been. We haven't said, let's go to Mackinac
Even as
Island.
A child? Like, obviously not as a child because you've never been, but your parents didn't take you.
The Black Friday or Thanksgiving cookie jar is going to be Frankenmuth gimmick or...
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Last one, real quick. Sandals for men. How do we feel about them?
So there's a lot of different versions. I'm the thong. Yeah, I'm not a thong fan. I don't like that little piece of plastic sticking between my toes.
Yep.
I'd call that a flip-flop.
Okay.
Like, I would never say I'm going to go throw on a pair of thongs.
Like, sandals too, like the Velcro. Okay.
I'd say I'm going to go throw on my flip-flops.
Yeah.
A flip-flop to me is the kind...
Yeah.
Well, flip-flops are a pair.
Yeah.
The other thong is a thong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went,
guys, I don't even try to make it like this. These are legitimate summer questions. You're going to the beach. You're going outside.
Yeah.
Guys' toes can be gnarly. How do we feel about the sandals?
Well, I wash my feet, so I don't think it's offensive when they're exposed like that. Now, if you guys walked in here with a flip-flop or a thong on your feet, I mean, I might have to raise an eyebrow.
I think they're fine for the right occasion. Sometimes guys throw the flip-flop with a night like out and about with a pair of jeans and a nice shirt. I don't love that look as a look. But yes, men can wear sandals.
Sure. Yeah, you should. And I think slides are probably the number one choice.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the like Velcroed on dad sandals at the beach.
Well, they're a slide.
Like the Tevas or something?
Well, I mean, now hold on a second here. Some feet are wider than others, and it's sometimes hard to find one that's wide enough. So if you have the Velcro, it's like the adjustable hat.
What type
it
of
fits
Velcro,
all
though?
Sizes.
Like the Velcro slide or like the hiking?
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking like a Tiva. Yeah, no, those are, don't do that.
No,
yeah.
No. I'm talking about the Velcro on front.
That's right
on
there
front.
With the Skechers.
The Velcro on the front?
No, the Tivas.
Oh, the Tiva. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people wear them, and they like hiking them, and it...
No, thanks. Yeah, no, but I think the Velcro on front, that's a completely different. It's just a slide.
Yeah.
We've got all summer for more of this. This is just the start. The Cookie Jar, 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.